I just want to pose a thought here, because I really think that a lot of people who are kind of criticizing Jim Rendner, the Rendner Group, the PR company who was handling the Duke Nukem Forever review copies and marketing and all that, a lot of people are attacking him because of what he said last week on Twitter. And you know, if you're not too sure what was going on, like Google the story, because I wish I could explain it, because I don't have a whole lot of time to do these audio boos. We got like 5 minutes, but so basically, I'm really thinking that a lot of people are, you know, aiming their hatred and their, you know, whatever you want to call it, like all this backlash from this tweet last week. I think a lot of people are aiming it in the wrong direction. Everybody, like myself included, we all look at like video game journalism, if you want to call it that. There's that Game Journals Tumblr that I look at from time to time to see what people are messing up this week. But like, we all look at reviewers and we're all like, well, I want a review to be, you know, trustworthy. I want to be able to trust what this guy's saying. I want it to be honest. I want it to be fair. And then when that doesn't happen, you know, it doesn't happen a lot. There are like almost all the time we get reviews from at least one place that is, you know, just trolling for hits, and you can tell. It's so easy to tell. And then, you know, it happens, and finally, you know, a PR agency calls them out on it. Doesn't name names in this case, but he calls them out on it and says, look, if you guys are going to, you know, be unfair to this game that, you know, we provided a review copy for, so that you guys could, you know, get up a review for it on the day it released and, you know, get some hits for that. It's kind of that whole thing, how that works. But if you're going to show that you have no integrity, that you can't provide a review for something without, you know, thrashing it, or without, you know, making fun of the people who had a hand in making that game, without, you know, being honest and true to the game, without giving it a fair shake. Like, if you can't do that, one, there's no reason anyone can trust you. There's no reason you should be reviewing video games. And, you know, that's it. There's no reason for you to be getting early copies of a game if all you're going to do is, you know, the games that you like, the games that you're looking forward to, you know, your games. You know, you're going to give them good scores, but any other game, like, you're not going to give it a fair shake. Duke Nukem? Nah. You know, that game's been, it's a running joke at this point, that game is. And everybody knew, like, it's obvious, that game it never could have been an amazing game, just because when you go through something for 14 years, like, just the development cycle of that game, there never could have been a game, no matter what, like, universe we live in, it could never have been good. Or great. Like, it could have been okay, which is, like, kind of what I'm getting from the demo that I played. I hope to be able to pick it up later this week to play through it all. But, you know, again, like, whatever. This guy is absolutely correct in what he said in his tweet, and I think a lot of people are upset about it, is because because finally something like this went public. We know it happens. We know it happens behind the scenes. We hear it. We hear about it a lot, but we never get, you know, no one ever names names. And finally something happens, and everybody wants to go after this guy who, you know what, look, he called people out. He saw a review that was completely unfair to the game, and, you know, probably someone who shouldn't be reviewing games. If he's going to treat, it doesn't matter, like, what game it is, if he's going to treat it like that, no, you have no integrity. He mentions it in this kind of column that he put up on Wired earlier today. You can't pick and choose when you're going. Integrity isn't this card that you get to pick and choose when you get to wave it around, and then, you know, go back the next day and be hypocritical and then not use that. That's not how it works. Especially if you're a writer. Especially if you're going to be putting your content out for people to read on a daily basis, that will probably shape the opinion of a lot of people, depending on how big your website is. If you're going to write a review that a lot of people, that depends on how people are going to spend money on a product, whether it's a video game, a movie, a music album, or a book, then yeah, you know what? People should be able to expect that the review you're writing is not going to be scathing, it's not going to be hateful, it's not going to be derogatory. It's going to be true, it's going to be an honest representation of how you feel on that experience that you had. So I just want to put that out there. I'm out of time. What do you guys think about this?